Welcome back, everyone, to another fun edition of the Rolex Whiskey Passion Project. Got a cool guest today. Hopefully, you're all going to go follow him afterwards. Not that he needs more followers. He's pretty good for himself. He's figured out Johnny Walker Blue.
Take a plug.
I'll take a plug.
Yeah, Zachary Miller, welcome to the Rolex Whiskey Passion Project, my friend. How are you?
Hey, Gavin, I'm doing great. It's great to be on here. Thank you again for the invite.
Oh, dude, you've been doing it. Do you want to tell everyone, introduce yourself, tell them your Instagram handle?
Yes, there we go. So I'm Zach Miller, also known as, by my handle as the Whiskey Librarian. I am the Whiskey Librarian for the South Sound Whiskey Society. But also do marketing for distilleries globally. And I'm just a huge whiskey advocate, come from a point of education and exposure to all the amazing spirits, beer, and wine that are out there. That's my side gig.
My day job.
I'm a railroad engineer. I drive trains and many other things. So
listen, I don't know when this episode's going to air, but you can make good money doing bridges. Seems like we have a bridge problem.
Yeah, here we go. Terrible.
All right. All right. Let's get down. Give me your first exposure to whiskey. What did that look like?
So, a little bit of nepotism. Growing up around this industry, my father and my uncle were the founders of the Whiskey Society back in 1991.
Oh, wow.
So I grew up, it just exposed, it started as just a group of people at the end of their work week that they would all grab a bottle and some cigars, get together and just share a dram of something, you know, decompress. And over time, the group continued to just grow. And eventually reps started hearing about it. And they're like, these are the people that are purchasing our spirits. These are the people we want to be in front of. So they started doing more and more formal tastings and just progressed into a really awesome group of people and exposed me growing up around this to all the people in the industry and just the artistry and mastery behind what it is that they're doing all around the world. There's so many amazing.
So you never had that, like, that's pretty cool because you're actually even more unique as a guest because your first whiskey experiences, which you'll get into shortly, were really good whiskey because of the nepotism. You weren't like, hey, I found a bunch of back bottle of Jack Daniels and back in the pickup truck.
Oh, there's been plenty of that.
Yeah, but you had whiskey that was nicer. How about that? All whiskey is great. You had a little, maybe. Okay. All right. Keep going. So because of all of that, like,
yes.
You have this pedigree between your dad and your grandfather where it's kind of like...
But his older brother.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yes. So you have this... So your uncle, your dad, you have this pedigree going on where you see the stuff. And...
Yes.
Like, what's your first, like, interlude into that world?
Honestly...
Biden on a Friday, you know, like, hey, come along.
I got to meet all the people around this group. And, you know, just saw the love and passion that all was surrounded around this one beautiful liquid gold thing in a glass mixed with a beautiful cigar. And I had this admiration for all these people that, you know, taking the time to surround each other with just these great people, great conversation. And I noticed it was all around this beautiful spirit. And it just led to my love and affinity for it. When I was 18, it was my first experience going out of the country and being legally able to drink at a bar. And I went to Scotland, and that's where it truly sunk in for me. I said, this is what I want to be. This is who I want to be. This is what I want to surround myself with. Because I saw these fourth generation master distillers. And I was like, that's so cool. The legacy behind something, it just is everlasting. Yeah, just in a bottle.
Yeah. Okay. So you go to Scotland when you're 18, which is not our average listener or our guest so far. And like, which distilleries did you visit?
Oh my gosh, I saw McAllen, Highland Park, Glenmorangie,
Wow.
Val
And what,
Venier. Yeah.
not to, I'm not going to like try to figure out how old you are, but good luck with all of that. I don't, doesn't matter. But like, what year was that
I'm
roughly?
Canada.
Okay.
So I'm 28. I'll be 29 here in the beginning of May.
Okay, so
That
you're there at the big, it hasn't happened yet, like the boom. You're there right like 2 years before, would you say? Before like it became like a big thing. Whiskey
yeah
before it was
yes
like invented. So when you go
exactly
to McAllen Highland Park and they're like, hey, nice to see you and your family, like cool to see everybody, great. How are you? Not like, hey dude, you didn't sign up 7 months ago because we
yeah,
have a
right
wait list out the window. They're just like
yeah.
truly
No,
grateful to spend time with you.
exactly. So you really real hands-on, which as an 18-year-old who's just newly being able to drink at a bar outside of the United States, I'm just happy to be there. And but then I just, through all the detail and really breaking down the expressions, just was like, this is an amazing thing and an amazing culture of people that are all so focused and honed in on just in artistry. It's that's how I would
100%.
describe it. Yeah.
I think you nailed it because like I look when I'm there, the passion's just next level. And it's not like it's like,
Yes.
hey, I love
Yes.
doing my job. It's like, no, I love doing my job. You know,
Yes.
it's like
Yes.
and it's like they're not thinking of anything else. I mean, I still say when I'm in Scotland, it's the happiest people I've ever met traveling most
It's
places
a
in the
culture.
world. Like
It's a culture
like
based around drinking. These are my kinds of people.
just like skippity-doo, skippity-da, having the best day, la la la, like it is like, hey, what? Like this is so refreshing. It's like intoxicating.
Yes.
But then I like you, I geek out on the fact, like, you know, my trip last year, I was like, we're literally drinking dinosaur juice. Because you can find
Yes.
Scotch.
Yeah.
Like what people don't realize is you go to Scotland, not everyone actually drinks whiskey all the time because they live in Scotland. They would rather have a pint of beer or
Yes.
a champagne than go with us, you know, whiskey geeking. They'll do it, but they're
Just
like,
over there geeking out, and they're like, okay, calm down, drink a pint.
there's a pub next door. We should go. I'm like, no, I don't want any of that. I'm with like big whiskey people, and I was just blown away. They're like, oh, this bar down the street. Oh my God, they got a meat pie that you fucking die for and a pint. And I'm like, and I'm in my head, I'm
Yes.
like, well, I can't be rude because like, you know, I can't be like, fuck, that sounds terrible. I don't want to go. Can we go drink whiskey?
Yeah.
They're like, no, I'll go along. And then I walk in and this one bar has like literally, I didn't even know. I mean, I knew, but not in my financial wheelhouse. But like there's a
Yes.
lot of Beaumont private cabs.
Yes.
And these Beaumont
Oh my
private cabs are
gosh.
picked out by individuals. And they can be
Yes.
like, you know, anywhere from like I'm probably a low of 15 years, but like as high as high. And they're sitting on the shelf is like a Beaumont 27-year-old in a pub that's known for like beer and meat pies. And I
Oh
like
my
literally,
goodness.
and I'm just like, wait, well, like, and then I'm with the guy from, you know, I'm with Daz from Beaumont. Oh, dude, that's fucking delicious. Get yourself one of
Yes.
those. And he's drinking
Should have
a
that.
non-alcoholic beer, by the way. Like he's just
Good
like,
for him.
yeah, I'm good, bro. Like it's 11:30 at night. Like I got work to do tomorrow, but like you should try that. And we're like,
Wow.
is this magic land? It's true, like, and it's everywhere. But you know, like I can't like 10 years ago, you are walking into all these great distilleries, and they're like, thank you for coming. We truly appreciate you. We're gonna show you
Yes.
everything because we don't know when the
Yes.
next person's coming. Actually, no
Absolutely.
reservation.
We're just happy to see you.
Just having to see. So okay, so you do so, and then so on this trip, are you like, where's your palate? Is your palate anywhere, or it's just like fun? I'm 18. I'm gonna drink a bunch of whiskey, or you're like, I want to, like that was really fucking good compared to that one earlier.
It's a mixture. Here's the thing, and the place. I'm just gonna go a quick tangent here. Where my page is, I've never done reviews. I've only ever done tasting notes because taste is subjective. Everyone's palate
Everything.
is immensely different, and it's so closely linked for a lot of spirits. Beer, wine are so closely linked to nostalgia. That's why a lot of people, they drink Jack Daniels because they drank it with their grandfather, and there's this sentimental feel for them. And so here, my guilty pleasure drink of choice that I started having a little lot of in Scotland were Jaeger bombs. But on the flip side, then I'm drinking Oban 14, and so it's very different feel. But I'm someone who I'll try anything and everything, not just once, twice, three times. I'm always will allow myself to be in the moment because I'm about an experience.
And so what you're saying though is, if you drink an older whiskey and you pick up that leather note, you can't tell the difference between black leather or brown.
Go.
Because I love these things, like, and you're 100% right. When you taste it, what you taste, but I've literally been in tasting, they're like, bro, that's like blah blah blah. I'm like, where did you like even get that note from? But
you're like, I love that for you. That sounds like a great note for you. And apparently,
Jubilee.
Yeah,
and you're like, wait, what? It's a fucking peated whiskey. We'll fucking get Cherry's Jubilee out of that thing. But hey, maybe it was off when you ate them. Okay, so you're there for the experience and learning. But is there a moment on that trip where you're like, wow, that was good,
better
than the other stuff I had?
I think the key thing in my memory, I had the experience to try a Glendronach 31-year grandeur, and to this day, I think like I said, it's nostalgia. That's what keyed me into what amazing whiskeys could truly be, and that is still probably my favorite dram that I've ever had, and it was the one that really made me fall in love with whiskey.
Wow, I mean, that's a sherry. Like, I mean, they do sherry yes. like nobody's business.
Oh, I love Glendronach. It's a favorite.
You know, I got to try the Kingsman, which I think was 29-year-old. Is that what it is? Something like that. And
I think so.
I was just like, they just, I mean, listen, everything is different now, including the supply of the barrels.
Of course.
That's right. Et cetera. And like, yes. Those older sherry barrels were just different. Just different.
Yes,
they were.
One,
you know, you can still pursue them sherry barrels now, but like, it's just not the same. And it's okay. So when you get those experiences, you kind of like, I'm going to take a moment to just really enjoy this.
Amen. Absolutely. No, it's okay. Speaking of sherry, I felt it fitting to pour myself something. Just poured a Highland Park cask strength. We're sitting here at 64.3%. So it's nice and hot. Just for our discussion.
Well, it's crazy because, like, I still say Highland Park 30 is probably the best 30-year-old scotch, not only for what it tastes like, but for value financially.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just like a whole other level. And you know, if you think that 10 years ago, you know, when you were over there, marketing was really about, I don't know, James Bond, walk into a bar, order a Macallan.
Yes. Yeah,
and now marketing is a lot bigger.
I agree, but I think the marketing in the industry has shifted so dramatically, which I love the shift because it used to be this unattainable thing, and I love that whiskey is meant for everyone. It's the bringing people together around a shared interest. That's what whiskey is to me. It's something that. It bridges the gap of any differences that we might have so we can share a dram together. That's special.
I also think that there's a certain wow that comes out of watching someone who's never had the whiskey before.
Oh, it's my favorite.
They felt that it wasn't like I watched my wife with like a Michter's 10 rye. The woman's
really
bourbon whiskey. Let alone a rye whiskey. So when she had that, holy shit! But there's not a bartender in the world that would ever take the time to tell my wife, like, "Oh, make this 10 rye is really good." If she would have gone like, "Hey, I'm going to try a whiskey," they were like, "Well, let me tell you about one of the 7 names that swipe their credit card here on a weekly basis."
Apparently, you're hanging around with the wrong bartenders. All of mine will take the time to really express stuff, but that's why they're my bartenders. Is because they're cool people who. Will take the time to, like, for someone who's never experienced that. It's not just a sale for them.
That's very different. Those are unique, you know, the ones that aren't sale because they can take the time to do that, you know.
Yes.
Most of the time, it's just turn and burn, get the person out of the face and keep going. Okay, so let's keep going on your journey. So now you're 18, so you're obviously not working in the whiskey business and enjoying
no,
you.
No, not
having
yeah.
fun. So when does like the next leg up happen for you
So
in the whiskey business?
the
Whiskey
moment
industry.
Yes. So the moment, okay, let's fast forward. So had an amazing trip, fell in love, just the industry, the artistry. My dad had to set me aside and go, Zach, you do realize that when we go back to the States, you cannot be drinking anymore. I was like, oh, okay, we'll table that. So
here's your fake ID.
Yeah, there we go. Thanks, Dad. I appreciate you. So fast forward, the moment I turned 21, I had already expressed with the board of the Whiskey Society. I said, I would like to spearhead and come in here, manage inventory, help how I can to bridge the gap from not just reps anymore, but bringing in ambassadors, master distillers, because I know it's possible. And they were all about it. And so I came in and acquired the title of the whiskey librarian for the what was Come Whiskey Society, now the South Sound Whiskey Society. And I started piecing together with my father and the rest of the board, what do we need to stock? What is the things here in the inventory for when the main tasting's done? We've got a tobacconist that does cigar pairings, got a chef that does food pairings, wait staff. We always bring in musical entertainment. When the main tasting of it is done, what bottles do we want to have in people's hands? And so we had, at the time, I want to say around 500 for bottlings, for expressions. And for people, after the main tasting is over, it was overwhelming. And so I started taking on the other role of getting to know our membership's palates and getting to find what is something you'll love, something that's interesting, and something you'll hate that will come back to at a later tasting that I know you'll like down the road. And just getting to work through and weave through all the different palate types is how I really started to cultivate that skill. And just, I've always been a huge fan of people and getting to know people. And that's how it manifested itself.
This sounds amazing. You've got everyone's ticket, for lack of better words, what they like, and you can basically cater the experience.
Yeah, and a lot of people coming through, pretty diverse group of people, all walks of life. I love the blend. It's lots of males and females, and they'd all come through, and we'd have people who'd never had a whiskey, and they go, what do you like to eat? And they're like, I like hamburgers and Skittles. I said, I can work with that. Okay, let's find you something. And
look, I love the good old food pairings. Like, that's how I really got into it, because I did restaurants and nightclubs. So like, for me, it's always like, well, I like to eat. So what am I going to drink? You know, like last night I went for Italian here in the city, and I go to my family, Barbone, which is like, you know, it's just a good time. But I actually started with a 2004 Haitian rum from Samaroli. And
I'm
grilled octopus. So like the hard octopus with that big bold rum was like, it was like having Skittles.
Now, Gavin, that was a weird way to propose, but I accept.
So
this thing in my language.
Shit. Yeah. And then I went with, then I went with seafood, and I did a Samaroli Lede, which is like all briny. It's like being in the ocean. I'm just like, holy shit.
Yes.
Like, that's good.
It's amazing. No, food is where all this stuff. I was a big boy for a second there. I'm 6 foot, was pushing 260. I've been back on my workout journey for a couple of years now. I dropped to 197, but my big boy heart is right.
I'm my big boy heart is always beating. I actually after my big boy dinner last night, six courses for fucking one,
I love it.
I then decided that I feel bad. I'm going to run on the treadmill this morning, which I know I'll be hurting for days because I haven't run in 3 years.
I'll come down and run with you. There we go.
Yeah, it was so nice. It was so nice. All right. So now you're in. So you're in 21. You're in the game, and obviously, this is happening. And then how do you start to like the client side of it, like? That's all part of being part of the organization, right? Like, you take it all over.
I don't take it all over. I take over a facet of that in the connections. Well, my father's director.
The relationship side of it.
Yes, really garnering interest with people that he already had connections with. It's his baby, but you know, I'm
Oh,
his
cool,
son,
dude.
and so let me come in and elevate
Add
where
value.
I see, yes, add value how I can from just a different perspective. And that was it's fun getting to work with your dad doing something like that.
And do you think, Zach, that your perspective as a newer whiskey generation adds a different flavor to it because you're just way more in it than the older generation? The older generation would love just that whole thing, the camaraderie, drinking the whiskey, smoking the cigar, you know, talking, hanging out. The new generation is more like, well, what else can we try? I already had that. I would like to try something else. But because, you know, you came in at a very interesting time, and I'm including the 3 years where you couldn't do anything. But like,
exactly,
it was kind of dormant. It was there.
I agree.
For those who knew in the organization that, you know, that your dad and your uncle, like, it was happening, but it wasn't happening. And then you come in, you know, I would say probably around 6 years ago, all of a sudden, because you have this great group of people, you probably got a lot more phone calls answered because they all were trying to figure out ways to get in front of those people.
Yeah, well, I fast forward again about a year into me working with the group. I approach the board and say, I think that we should have a social media page. I'm seeing this done very well from a lot of great people like yourself. And it was inspiring. And I said, you know what? I'd love to do tasting note write-ups and bottle photography to feature what we have. So, you know, because it can be overwhelming staring at 500 bottles and you're like, I have no idea what I'm looking at. And so it was originally designed around just for our membership so they could see. So the next tasting they come to, they go, hey, I saw you post about that. That sounded really interesting. May I try that? And because I wasn't yucking anyone's yum and doing reviews on the page, I think that really resonated with a lot of people because, you know, we all like what we like. And I'm not here to tell you what's good or bad. I'm just to tell you what's here and what's available. And there's a lot of amazing things that are available that people just didn't know about. And so the page just kind of exploded. And then now I'm getting inundated with messages from way more people in the industry saying, hey, we want to come in and work with your group. Hey, we would love if you post about us. And just, you know, we love your styling of your page, what it is you're doing, kind of your mission here. And it's just cool. Just opened up a lot of really amazing doors to be
like,
able
it's,
to.
It's kind of cool because you're like, number one, it's a spelling thing. That's super cool. But you're also dealing with this like magical liquid that makes people happy. And some people just don't know how happy they can be because they haven't tried it enough.
Exactly.
You know, I'll have people like, oh God, I don't like scotch because I had a Laphroaig and it tasted like dirty socks.
You have
a good flavor palette. What do you like drinking? Oh, I like bourbon. Why? Because it's sweet. Oh, okay. Well, let me give you like a sherry cask. Oh shit, that's really good. Well, you know, and you're like, yeah, it's just different. And then explaining to people like, hey, there's all different styles. Like pretty much every country attempts, and some do it better than others, to make their own spirit. Okay, it's like nobody likes anything better than being intoxicated, and everyone's figured out how to do it. Some just make it nice.
Yeah, no, I hear when I hear somebody tell me, they go, I don't like whiskey. I said, well, what have you had? And then they tell me, I said, whiskey is like the word music. Well, what genre of music have you been listening to? Let me show you this.
Yeah, I like that. Well, I had it. That's a nice analogy to kind of like calm them down because they're only so adamant that it's just going to be such a bad experience. And then you're like, gotcha.
That's normal for people. You get something in your head and you're like, I don't like this. It was bad. And then you associate it with everything else, but not all of that is bad. You just had a bad experience. So everyone has bad days. Everyone has things that they experience that are not great, but that doesn't mean that they're all bad. So let's cool it down. Let's reassess and let me share all these other great things.
How many members do you have?
Currently in between venues, they're about to transition into a space. be doing tastings again more frequently. I want to say on the membership roster, it's at least 400 to 500.
Wow, that is so freaking cool that you can kind of, you know, introduce 400 to 500 people of new stuff, you know, or just make them like that's a pretty big mouthpiece of like legitimate consumer.
Yes, but no, and absolutely, and what's cool is the reps when they come down or from wherever they're coming from is they see this group and they go, these are the people who are actually drinking from, and again, all walks of life, blue collar up to business owners. You know, it's just cool for them to see like, oh, there's a lot more people drinking our spirits than we even knew about, or a different demographic of people drinking our spirits that we didn't know. And it's just bridging that gap. And that's why I love a tasting group, because people don't feel overwhelmed. They're like, well, I go into a liquor store and I see this massive wall of whiskeys and I look at a label, I go, well, this is kind of pretty, I'll try it. And then they open it up and they go, oh, I hate it, and I just spent $100. Whereas with a tasting group, maybe you spend $50 for a ticket, you get a flight of 8 to 15 things, plus depending on where you're going, you get a meal, you get a cigar if you want that, you get musical entertainment, and you go, this is an experience, and this opens me up to try so many more things and actually know what I like without having to foot the bill from the jump and then be disappointed.
And it makes me want to open up the Southern California franchise with what you're doing.
We got to do it. Well, let's put something together. I love it.
So tell me something. We're crushing through time. Are there a couple of standout experiences with whiskey that just you had to pinch yourself? Like, whoa, that was freaking cool. Like, I know you said the Glendronach was a whiskey experience. Are there moments that stand out in your head, like life's pretty good?
Yes. When I turned 21, I went to Daniel's Broiler up in Lake Union in Seattle. Right. And Pops took me there with my stepmom and my younger brother and grabbed the steak. And he said, you're 21. I know you've tried more things than most 70-year-olds have at this point, but let's do something big. And we did a Macallan 25 beer, and that was my first legal drink, and that was pretty amazing. I look back at that and I look fondly at the fact that I was even able to experience that, because not a whole lot of people would get there. Drink Macallan 25. They're like, well, there's nowhere to go but down from here.
I mean, last night they had a Macallan 1984 Semaroli on the menu for only $3.04.
How reasonable!
So I own a bottle. I always love those moments. It's like,
yes, I own one.
I like this. Like, I have one of those. I'm never gonna open it, but like, this is a great idea right here. I like that you guys are charging $800. So when people come to my house and look at it, I'm like, no, no, no. But if you want it, you can go to that restaurant for $800 and really enjoy it. Let me know how it is. Like I said, with your dad and stuff like that, you guys get to do some cool stuff. Do you, like, as far as whiskeys you've drank, are there any, like, I know you said the Glendronach, and I just repeated myself, but are there anything else that you were like, because, like, for me, I'll prep. I had never tried Japanese whiskey. And my first Japanese whiskey I ever tried, even though I owned them in my collection, I'd never tried it. Was the Yamazaki Sherry Cask 2016, which I drank in 2017. So that was like my first, like, whoa, very different over here. I wasn't expecting that. And I had had Glendronach, and I had had big sherry bombs. And then I had a Japanese sherry bomb. I'm like, well, that is different.
Yes.
And I would say that the Redbreast 27, the red bottle, probably was that same experience. Like, oh shit, I've had Redbreast before. Yeah, it's not. No, no, no. That is very different.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Anything like that for you?
I'm sure. Oh, a few. endless experiences. If I'm being candid with you, I mean, I'm a studio drummer as well. Do session playing and do gig work and play with a lot of different groups around the area and around the country and stuff. And there have been experiences where I'm at a dive bar and a Jameson on the rocks was like, drink the water of life. Experiences like that based in around where you're at in your life. But it's like,
I was visiting, you know, I'm born and raised in South Africa. And I knew Jameson from my restaurant, the nightclub, that like the bartender shot, you know, yeah, them nice and loose. I never knew Jameson actually made like anything else other than bartender shots. And then I'm like literally in South Africa and I'm like at this restaurant and they have an entire like Jameson library. I'm like, of shots? Like, who the fuck would want this? And I'm like,
yeah,
are you doing like shots stuff? Like, you should be insane. And I'm never trying. I'm like, oh my God, like, why isn't Jameson marketing that? And I'm like, well, there's a million brands marketing in the Mike D USA. They're probably, yes, we'll just stick to being a bar shot because that's a lot more volume than trying to do 18s and 25s and 30s. Like, like a lot of people, the shot just requires like a person to drink it cheap, good, done.
Yes. Oh, and it's amazing. I mean, I find solace in a bottle of Jameson after a long gig night, or if I'm just like, okay, well, I walk into a bar, what are they always going to have? Well, I know that they're going to have a bottle of Jameson back there. So
every month, Jameson, yes. Jack, Glenlivet, Macallan.
Yes.
Like, anywhere in the world you go, the Johnny Walker, they will be on the shelf. No matter.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm going to take a moment and just take a mourning that my favorite hashtag, Johnny Walker Blue, isn't as good as it used to be. We really had a good run with that one.
Hey, we really did. Honestly,
for the other people following, like, that, I would use it and, like, literally get thousands of likes. Like, literally,
same.
Thousands. And I'm like, wait, what? So then I would like double down, and then I would talk about it like I do on Rolex Whiskey. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. And then you would see more people doing it, and you're like, holy shit, like it's still got legs.
I took a page out of your book, and I go, why am I getting so much response on these posts? This is insane.
Johnny Walker Blue, baby.
Johnny Walker Blue. Hashtag Johnny Walker Blue.
Instagram water of life.
It's so funny too, because I'm a big Johnny advocate, but not less for their blue. I love their green or the gold or the 18 year, and they sit in a more accessible price range. And personally, for my palate, is where I lean to. And not to knock the blue at all, but I would say I personally have other things that I would gravitate towards first, just because of the price point. That's where I'm at with it.
No, and I also like makes, you know, we can discuss that for a second, because the like, if I think when I first started, you know, Johnny Walker Blue was like a price point that I would have to like aspire to hit financially. Yes. And then everything just got out of control. I'm like, there's like no like anything anymore. Like, all bets are on. You can charge $1.9 million for a bottle of whiskey and people will buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that's insane. But, you know, like,
where does this stop?
Well, I was just on a thread right now because there's an auction ending momentarily in a few hours, and people are like, there's a lot of good deals, but I feel like it keeps still going down. I'm like, me too. Like, I'm gonna skip, save the money, and look at it again in 3 weeks and see what else comes on. I mean, I think we're in this like we're going into this shaking out the shit period, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of whiskey that came in, and the tree got really, really full and confused.
Yes.
And now it seems like with times changing and no more COVID money or COVID time at home, and people kind of just living their lives, you know, the tree is shaking, and only the strong fruit that will stay there and keep growing. The marketing companies are just going to start hitting the ground and, you know, eaten by the animals.
Yes, no, I love the analogy of the fruit. It's so poignant and accurate. No, you're seeing this shake up. I'm using what you're using. For lack of a better word, because like you said, you don't have the stimulus checks coming in anymore, and people are boiling down. They go, if I'm going to stock bottles, because not everyone has an endless flow of cash. If I'm going to stock bottles, I'm going to stock the core things that I like. I've got a few things that I always have on my shelves and that's it. And what are those going to be? But only the strong will persevere in this case. And that's where their money's going to go to.
Well, and I also think that a lot of, you know, I come from the world where I work in, you know, my real job in grocery. And unfortunately, marketing companies can't put shit in a bag and sell it. And you're like, wait, but it's shit in the bag. And they're like, no, we put a million dollar, you know, marketing campaign behind it. And every grocery store took all the money. And they're like, yeah, you guys are giving us money, which is what we need to stay open. And you're like, but they sold your shit in a bag? Are you guys paid for it? Did you see it?
Did you see the label on the shit in the bag? It was beautiful. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
GMO. Non-GMO. It's got all the bells and whistles. It's like owned by animals, you know, in a third world country, you know, we landed from a spaceship and it's non-GMO. Fuck yeah, we got out.
I love shit. Hashtag shit in the bag.
So I think that whiskey went down that road where it was like, oh, yes. Wait, this tastes like really, I'm going to get sick. Oh, yeah, it's only like, the mirror was like one day over the legal age we bottled it. It's not that good. Work like that. Like, no, unless you're using it for medicinal purposes, bottled in bottle.
Exactly.
Where you're like, you literally can't give me an injection. You're like, hey, just drink this and you get knocked the fuck out. Okay, you can't sell that on a shelf.
You have a cough? Take this. Table.
Oh, dude, hey, we crushed the time, and it's been so cool having you, dude. I'm glad we finally fucking did this. I can't wait to meet you in person. You want to give a couple of plugs just to your, you know, to your Instagram and anything else you want to follow the listeners to follow?
Yeah, so obviously I'm at Whiskey Librarian, and it's whiskey without the E. I do the Scotch spelling.
Scotch.
I'm partial to single malts. That being said, any and everything. Then just one more plug. Just personal page. Got a personal blog. If you want to see just things I'm doing other than whiskey, with drumming or with trains or whatever, I do many, many things. That's at The Real Zach Miller, ZACHMILLER.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming on. I'm glad we finally, looking forward to having a dram with you. I've actually got a lot of business in your neck of the woods. I've just got to come up there. I don't normally make it.
Please.
I'd love to host it. Definitely looking forward to seeing it. Can't thank everyone enough for listening. Love watching you listening and watching the ratings. And thank you for rating the shows. And I will keep finding amazing people like Zach who just truly are passionate.
Your take home.
We are about whiskey, man. Like, it's seriously, it's a beautiful liquid that's just fun and comes in many shapes and forms. And continue listening and learn. And hopefully, you know, we can open your eyes and ears and, you know, either add to your appreciation or give you some appreciation. But it's pretty cool. And that is a wrap, everybody. I'll see you guys, everyone, soon. Zach, thank you again.
Well said. Absolute pleasure. Can't wait to see you in person, brother. Have a good one.
All right.